Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Conspiracies, extraterrestrials, the occult. Gather around the lunch table, children. Don't try to get up. He won't let you leave. It's Weird Wednesday with Mr.
Scott B.
great edit there,
good
Tanner.
Edit.
great edit. All right, so.
That was funny.
Food for thought anytime you are reading conspiracy. And this is why I gave this one a little bit more legs. Because usually when you hear a conspiracy theory, you hear any sort of theory, and it's instantly hit with data to argue it, that's when you know, okay, this doesn't have legs.
Really?
However, if the first thing is an insult to that theory when there's no data to be presented, that to me starts going, okay, I'm going to delve into this a little bit. Like, if someone says, you know, Max didn't play football at UK, or it's like he actually played at EKU.
Yeah.
And you go, well, no, he did. Here's all the pictures of him at UK. Like, here's all the data for it. But then the first thing goes, I can't believe you would say that. It destroyed the integrity of UK. No, of course he played at UK. You're just stupid for believing that. Yeah. When you have that type of an attack on anyone that questions something, at that point you're like, either they don't know what they're talking about, or no one knows what they're talking about. Was one, when I first read it, I was like, I don't think this has legs. But then started reading it a little bit more. And once I saw like all the rebuttals, it's like bizarre conspiracy theory, or it's stupid. And it's like, but there was no data to back it.
Why are
like,
you okay. trying so hard to put it down?
All right. So this is an article from Bloomberg that kind of goes in. So the Tartarian Empire. So the premise behind this is this is an ancient empire, hundreds of years, thousands of years before humans were even on the earth, that were actually an advanced set of humans or advanced set of interstellar beings, aliens, whatever it is. So think of it like this. A lot of this started developing after the burning of Notre Dame in Paris, of this idea of, look at all these beautiful buildings, that you see in like Moscow or the state capital in Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Some of the historic buildings that we have here in Louisville that are just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, with marble, the attention, the detail on it. They look fantastic. But we don't see that anymore. You don't see that. You don't see that style anymore. Not only do you not see that style anymore, you never see anything close to the same quality either.
Yeah.
So that's red flag number one. And then there's the red flag number two, where a lot of these are now starting to be, these type of buildings are now starting to be either demolished or built over, saying that there's a possible kind of washing away of these old buildings to embrace modernism. So the conspiracy theory then instantly breaks in of, this is a QAnon conspiracy to reject modernism. That's what it is. But this is a true conspiracy theory against the history of architecture itself. Mm-hmm. So in 1908, Ernest Flagg completed the single building in Lower Manhattan, a Beaux Arts showstopper made for Singer Sewing Machine Company. From a wide base, a slender 27-story tower rose topped by a mansard roof and a delicate lantern spire. Every inch was sumptuous detail inside and out. It was celestially radiant. A book that was written about its construction is from what it was from. For a year, it was the tallest building in the world at 612 feet and celebrated landmark for decades after that. But not too much longer, despite its great height, the pencil-thin tower lacked office spaces. In the 1960s, the company sold its ornate headquarters. Demolition proceeded in 1967, tallest building to ever be peacefully demolished. By any account, it's a fantastical tale. Once the tallest building in the world and a New York icon knocked down in just a handful of decades. For some, fantastical to believe. Perhaps not fantastical at all. A dedicated group of YouTubers and Reddit posters see the Singer Building and countless other discarded pre-modern beauties and extant Beaux Arts landmarks as artifacts of a globe-spanning civilization called the Tartarian Empire, which was somehow erased from the history books. Adherents of this theory believe these buildings to be the keys to a hidden past clandestinely obscured by malevolent actors. Who? Why? To what possible end? As in many others, more high-profile conspiracy theories, this Baroque fantasy, again, the Bloomberg's going to obviously say it's stupid.
of course.
But it's grounded in some real anxieties, pointing towards the changes wrought by the modern world in general and modern architects specifically, and rejecting both. So buildings like this, and this is where it started getting legs when Notre Dame was burnt, of this idea of these accidents that were happening, of these historical buildings, these eloquent buildings. So the Tartarian themed content is produced by YouTube videos that get picked over on Reddit. Really started gaining traction in December of 2018. The Tartarian theory, which appears to have first emerged in 2016-2017. The Tartarian storyline is not directly related to adrenochrome harvesting satanic pedophile cabal that lies at the heart of QAnon, okay? but the overall premise is an alternative history, a vast technology advanced Tartarian empire emanating from North Central Asia, thereabouts, either influenced or built vast cities and infrastructures all over the world. Tartaria or Tartary, though never a coherent empire, was indeed in a general term for North Central Asia. Either via a sudden cataclysm or a ready anachronistic decline, gosh, I can't talk, perhaps as recently as 100 years ago, Tartaria fell. Its great buildings were buried and its history was erased. After this great reset, the few surviving examples of Tartarian agriculture or architecture were falsely recast as the work of contemporary builders who could never have executed buildings of such grace, beauty, and subjected them to clumsy alterations. I think this was one worldwide civilization. Joachim Skaar, a 26-year-old Norwegian who runs the Tartarian Meltdown YouTube channel. It was all based on unity, oneness, peace, love, and harmony, which we don't see in today's society. There's an arch traditionalism present in the theory, too. The pre-modern buildings that we venerate are sometimes said to be more than 1,000 years old. The same people that built the Capitol in Washington, D.C. built the pyramids in Egypt is basically the premise. So all these features that you see from the pyramids to U.S. Capitol, not the White House, but Capitol buildings throughout, those were left standing for the humans in this different history. So it's very interesting to where you've got a mixture of, it could be that it's just a wormhole issue where it's a different reality and our realities are
coinciding.
Yeah, coinciding with each other.
Like different dimensions.
Or even the concept, it also goes into where it also goes into the Mandela effect as well, on how so many people hear different things or grew up with different aspects. Mm-hmm. And that's a idea of us possibly, our minds are in alternate realities as well. It's very, it's like deja vu. Yes. So it's very interesting. And the reason I found it interesting, I thought it would be good today, is because of the buildings here in Louisville, where the Louisville is this guy that does the Tartarian meltdown. Has referenced Louisville's...
Old Louisville.
Yes.
Yes, because it's like the highest number of like Victorian homes. Is it in the United States, or it's like second behind some other place?
That I'm not 100% in the United sure. States.
But it is definitely on the map, and it's just strange how I feel like they're not like respected in that way. Okay, I have a couple questions. Well, just number one, a comment. They do say that a lot of this ancient architecture, well, I know the pyramids is one of them, and even like the Florence, like the Duomo, I believe, in Florence, like we no longer have the technology, they say, to create buildings like this anymore. They ask architects, so like, why don't we build this today? Number one, I think it used to be like a life's mission, even with these houses in Old Louisville. I've done tours and stuff there, ghost tours, but they talk about that with these houses. It would be one man or one family's an architect to build. His life's work was this one house, and it would take decades, and like to each detail and the balustrade and everything, each little tiny detail. We don't do that anymore, right? Or even like the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona in Spain, it's like over 100 years still being constructed. Like you just don't see it anymore. So I think maybe the technology could be lost that way, but even like geometrically and stuff, with the I think the Parthenon is one, or the Pantheon is one. Mm-hmm. And like the pyramids, it's like when they say we don't have the technology anymore, I think even in Machu Picchu as well, and other places around the world, they look at how the stones were configured together in ways way in times way before there was anything modern, that it would look like it'd be cut by laser. It's like, okay, like how did they put that together, you know? So my question is for these people, so was it saying like buildings like the Capitol and stuff, that was just already there?
It was already there.
Okay. I was thinking maybe like it was like still this like sect of people on Earth who were like still having these things built, but they think it was already there. Okay. So interesting.
Basically, and premise of it is like you see everything involving in movies or history books of like when the colonies were first coming in, and you looked at all the buildings it was all pioneer style houses,
Log cabins,
exactly, sticks, cut lumbered, exactly, and then all of a sudden a magnificent Capitol building as well.
When did they say that was built, the Capitol building? That's like before the White House and everything, like they say it was like before that.
I don't know.
Because I know there's like documentation on like how like slaves built the White House, like enslaved people. And so like I think people were trying to like, you know, like
the Capitol was built in September 18th, 1793.
I'm interested because I feel like that is something, like if that like were the case, it wouldn't be that hard to just not include that in history books. Or like I feel like at that time of the country, it's not the same now as social media, or even with the breadth of like literacy and stuff now, like it wouldn't be so hard to contain, you know, that
right.
it wouldn't be some big secret that if it were already there.
So in one thing as well, in the article, it goes back to what I talk about. So like in the article, you could tell it's like, well, it's just a branch off of the QAnon conspiracy. Mm-hmm. Or it's a they go and do a basically hit piece on the guy that runs that Skarl. Mm-hmm. who's Norwegian, who's a plumber, and they said he's not a architect or a historian, but he claims that both are wrong.
Yeah.
Which it's like that's the data that's being presented as the counter argument.
Yeah.
Of, and so anytime, and again, this is doing 3 days worth of research on this. So bear with
Heart
me
in
on
the paint.
It. But it was enough where it's like, okay, if it's so easy to disprove, then just show the date, like just show data on where, like documentation of when the Capitol was built, or like there had to be some sort of law, like some sort of like log or something that, to be able to keep track of it. Not just saying, well, he's a plumber, so he's stupid.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So that aspect.
I feel like that's a type of... like a philosophical debate. Oh, gosh, my freshman year of college, I took like a philosophy course, and there's a term for that argument. I can't remember what it is, but it's like when you just like an ad hominem attack, like, oh, he's stupid, don't listen to him. You know, like there's a term for it in modern philosophy debate.
It's a not a straw man.
Yeah, straw man.
Is it straw man?
Yes, straw man. That's what I was. Okay. That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what it is.
I thought it could also fall within gaslighting. Also, it's like, well, you're just dumb.
Yeah, don't listen to him. Nothing to see here.
Exactly. He's fine. He's like, he's fine. He's fine. Oh, gosh. So, texter. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read it. Hang pulls sound like something after Hawk Tua.
Good Lord.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Strebel has fallen to the trap of these Hawk Tua jokes, and I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and read it.
He was being so... Yeah. Hey, sometimes you got to.
Texter. Rad. Thanks.
Yeah, boy.
Hold on. He was saying to never play that What a Pro Wants commercial again.
Oh God, I hate that. That's the worst thing on this earth.
Let's see, Texter, the one.
Ooh, actually,
talk to us.
The because you said that's the worst thing on earth. Oh. It's related to Chet Holmgren. You guys saw the quote that came up, it was from like earlier in the season. It was Chet taking note of Kate because Biscuit just tweeted about it. Chet taking note of KD shooting 54% from beyond the arc this season. I just want you to hear this and just be like, hey, what were those words? Because this is what I said, and I'm like the same age as him. 54 from Trey Ball is OD shooting hang poles. What?
I cannot.
54 from Trey Ball is OD shooting hang poles.
If a live living person came up to my face and said that to me,
I would think they're having a stroke.
I would too. I think it was Joe Biden was in here saying it. No, are you having, like, are you in reality? We got to get this man medical help. What?
It is somehow worse than the
listen. This is how I know I'm old. Like, this is how I know I'm old. Like, hearing things like that and then seeing the new, can't remember his name, with the Sixers, the guy who got drafted who's doing all the TikToks. I'm like,
McCann.
I'm not mad at it. I don't feel like, I'm not like, why is he doing that? Trying to chase him off my lawn with a cane. But I'm just like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get the entertainment value of it. Maybe I think I'm just old. Well, dude.
That's
just like the dances. I'm like, I don't get why people like this.
I saw a girl.
Like to watch it.
I went to Chick-fil-A yesterday and before I came over here, and there was a girl that set her phone right by the on the ground.
Are you not embarrassed?
Up against the door, and then walked over and started doing a dance.
No.
And I was just like, why?
Have you seen the things where like a guy goes to Target and like brings his tripod? You could not catch me. If I were like under punishment for like a horrible crime, like that's the only way you could get me to do that. Like, and I was in TV, so it's not like I'm like embarrassed to be seen on camera. It's the fact that it's so embarrassing to like drag your tripod around for your Target trip. Like, be a little less self-important, please. Like, I can't handle it. Please, like, you're just giving yourself more stress and time.
Please join me in a day in the life of someone that goes to Target.
Like, what? We've all been to Target.
What I hate. And,
the beginning of the videos where they, you know, they get out of bed.
Yeah.
And it's set like, up the light, camera. It's like me staying up with a baby who won't sleep. It's like, and you're making a video, so you're not even sleeping when you could. I can't stand it because it's inauthentic. Like, if you had a cameraman following you around, okay, it's different. But don't set up your own stuff and tell me it's real.
Exactly. So
treat it.
It that, and then also the videos where it's so obvious, like when they walk up to someone and go, excuse me, sir, and... I hate to put her on the spot, but my wife got on one of these.
Oh, she did?
She did.
Oh,
and
no. I don't believe it.
She walks, this girl walks up to this woman, and she goes, excuse me, ma'am, I just wanted to ask, you just seem to just have a great soul and just want to know, it's like, what do you do? And it goes, oh, conveniently, I have a farm where I give away free food for everyone. Can I come see this farm? Oh, of course. And then they show up, and then the girl that handles, like, everything, like all the gardening, like she's out in the field gardening, in the process of gardening everything.
Yeah.
One, no, don't know if you garden. You usually have dirt on you in some way, shape, or form.
Yep. Got two, some calluses, everything.
Two, you're sweaty. Three, you don't look great. This girl was wearing a white shirt, white jeans, not any dirt on her whatsoever. Just fresh makeup.
Yeah.
And not a bead of sweat on her. And she goes, oh, I didn't know you all were going to be here. And it's a great story, and it's a great thing that they're doing. But it's like, come on now.
You can't even appreciate it because you were lying to me to set it up.
You lied to me. Therefore, I'm not going to do anything to help your organization.
I'm not going to be convinced, because what else are you lying about?
But it's just like the person that goes, how much do you pay for rent in New York? It's like, first of all, what sane person that's living in New York allows someone to come up to them with a phone in their hand, right in your face, and go, can I see where you live?
Those ones make me so angry. A, New York, it's just not like that. I loved that about when I lived in New York. It's like nobody's unkind. They're just busy. They got somewhere to be. Just like, don't come up to me with some BS. Come up to me if you have a real question. I'll help you with directions, whatever. The second is, if somebody on the street right now is like, let me come see where you live, I'm like, A, you're going to murder me. Don't love that. B, who just has everything perfectly beautiful and normal? I'm like, what if I left a sock out on the floor? Like, you just don't know. That, like, just why lie? Just set it up. Just, you know, we plan this in advance. It makes it more palatable, and it makes it more believable and honest, and I'd watch it again. But the fact you're lying.
I hate the videos where it's like, hey, excuse me, sir, how much do you make in a month?
And
then it's like,
and they have their girlfriend
right
there.
I don't feel openly like okay with answering that, but then they're like, oh yeah, $30,000 a month. Oh yeah. Wow, let me see your apartment. Sure, stranger. Yeah.
Right?
That was,
man.
That's real.
What do you do for a living? I was the first man to ever come up with a concept of a crypto behind a crypto and betting it under horses. What, really? You were
just on a street corner here? I can't believe it. That's wild.
What are the odds of that?
Oh, I hate that.
It's going to your super real apartment.
Yes.
And
totally
not a sample that we have ready to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not been professionally cleaned and interior designed.
The whole concept during the Roman Empire, when things were getting really bad and everything was in disarray, it was like, I can't buy food. I'm poor. This government doesn't care about me. They care about expanding this empire. Huh. I hate all of this. What the Roman Empire did, and what the Senate and Caesar did, was distraction, which was create a carnival, which was the whole thing of building doing the Colosseum and having these events inside the Colosseum.
That's
where you get people
culture.
So distracted. Exactly.
Do you know that that's the highest paid people in our culture? It's not doctors. It's not, you know, any teachers. Of course, it's not. It's entertainment. It's movie stars, singers, basketball, you know, football. Athletes.
It was people that trained the lions in the Colosseum, the gladiators. You know, the gladiators were quote unquote slaves, but they lived great.
They had advertising back then. Did you know they like literally had billboards, like in an NIL type of fashion?
Yeah.
And it's so absurd to us now thinking they had that then that they won't even put that in like movies about gladiators, because like no one would believe this, even though it was true.
Exactly.
Like, it's the same thing happening. Like, it's crazy. It just, that just shocks me. We value entertainment more than anything else.
It's not like, it's not relatable at all, where you're able to just go, you know, they just got done over a great weekend in the great weekend, the Colosseum. They show up to work at whatever they did in the Roman Empire and goes, man, did you see Maximus and Deliradius and their gladiator fight? And Maximus, oh, I know. Did you see where Maximus just straight up just decapitated Deliradius?
Yep,
so, bro, that was just unreal. I mean, that's got to be the fight of the century. It's like there's nowhere else in history do we ever focus on big events like that and talk about it for a full week or have a radio show about it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're part of the problem.
Are we the baddies?
We are. Just looked in the mirror on that one.
When we come back, we've got a few texts that I want to get into, and we'll go ahead and do the cleanup hour a little bit here on the Roundtable. You've been listening to the Roundtable on ESPN 680.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.